In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, 100.7 WHUD, Anthony Piero. Hello, Anthony.
Hello. How are you?
Good. We caught you in the studio again. Do you, like, live in the studio?
I spend a good majority of my time in the studio, for sure.
Is it in your house?
I have two studios that I work at. One is inside of my house. And then the second studio is where I record and track vocals. So each studio has a different intention.
Where are you from?
I grew up in Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Yeah, okay.
I lived in New York City for a little while, and now I live in Englewood, New Jersey.
You have accumulated over 500,000 views on YouTube. You have 10,000 Twitter followers, 8,000 Instagram followers. Why do you think, congratulations and all that, but why do you think all those numbers are important?
We definitely live in a digital age, and I think as time goes on, social media platforms are going to become more important to artists and even businesses, small businesses, and even corporate businesses moving forward in the future. They're already important right now, so I think those numbers kind of describe the platform that I have to reach my viewers and how many people are interested in my creativity and the work that I put out. The hard work is definitely the number one key factor involved in that equation, but then you know, you have to have a strategy. I have my MBA in marketing, so I'd like to say a little bit about that. One of my music videos that I put out was called College Life. It went viral, and I filmed it at Rutgers, and it got 250,000 views. So
that
was kind of like the jump over the hurdle that really catapulted me into a good place in the digital world.
Reinventing yourself, I guess, would be the marketing term.
I think that every artist has their own evolution.
Sure.
And I'm at a phase in my career where rebranding is definitely necessary for me.
In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD, Anthony Piero. Part of that evolution is you go by the name Piero now. How did that happen? When did that happen?
It's really important for me to express how proud I am to own that name. Piero is my family name, and through the lineage, my family's gone through a lot of hardships to even get to America, and now that we're here, we've had more hardships. I want to be someone that's very successful and in the spotlight and own that name and show great pride in it.
Wow, very thoughtful of you, Anthony. Did you get your MBA before you started DJing, or was it kind of simultaneous?
Well, I started DJing my freshman year in college, so 6 years before my MBA.
Okay, but the goal was the MBA, or was the goal to be a musician?
Well, to be honest with you, my goal was never to be a musician.
Okay.
I got a scholarship to Johnson & Wales for wrestling, and when I was in college, I severely hurt my shoulder. And I had a rude awakening that I was not going to be a professional athlete, which is what my intention was, to be a pro MMA fighter. I was contemplating what I was going to do for the future. I saw somebody DJing, and it looked very fun, so I figured I'd give it a try.
Yeah.
That's when my career was birthed, in the crucible of hardship.
You know, I've done 100 of these interviews, and I hear that a lot, that kind of pivoting in life. Something dramatic happens in a life, and then boom. You're swung into a whole other direction, usually from athletics into music. It's a strange thing.
Music is something that has always been inside of me. Music played a large role. Before a lot of my matches, I would get very nervous. Mm-hmm. And what I would do would be I would memorize the lyrics of songs, and that would help me calm down before my match.
To get to that level where you're getting a scholarship, where you're playing in the Major League Baseball, or you're a world-class gymnast, you have to have the certain discipline that is required for both athletics and to be successful in music, right?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about your song, Free Your Mind. How did it happen? What's it about?
Going back to the athletic thing, something that I really learned in my journey is that your mind can either be your instrument, and you can make your mind a beautiful thing, or you could become a slave.
Yes, exactly.
So the song is really about being able to overcome adversity.
Sure.
While at the same time, freeing your mind also has an alternate meaning. You have to live your authentic life. And one of the lyrics and phrases that I say is reminiscent about the days that I wasn't free. I was living the life that wasn't meant for me. I could never be the one that you want me to be. I can only be me. I can only be me. That's all about just living the life that's true to you.
Yeah, your mind can be your friend or your enemy. It's up to you.
Absolutely.
Anthony Piero, what is your website?
So my website is under construction, but the platform that I've really been using to connect with my audience right now is Instagram. And I can give you my Instagram handle, which is I_am_Piero, P-I-E-R-R-O. And if you want to find me on SoundCloud, you can go to soundcloud.com/IamPiero.
Anthony Piero in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight at 100.7 WHUD. Here's the song, Free Your Mind. Anthony, congratulations and good luck.
Thank you so much.